Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Farrell Nolan, and I want to make it clear that what I'm going to talk about has nothing to do with, it's not about me. It's about our gracious Lord, and it's about how He worked through one of our great prayer teams. And it all started a couple of weeks ago on a Thursday, and apparently I stepped on something with my right foot, and I had this sharp pain in the bottom of my foot that went all the way up my leg. So I immediately went down to the local emergency care clinic, and they took x-rays, and they said, yeah, I see it. And then they showed it to the doctor. The doctor looked at it. He said, yep, it's too deep for me to do it. It's almost touching the bone. But I will get you an appointment tomorrow with a podiatrist, a foot surgeon. And so I went to that podiatrist the next day. He took his own x-rays, and he showed me those x-rays, and now this projectile was in two pieces, but it was in the same place. And he says, yep, it's deep, it's close to the bone. I can't do it here in my office. We'll have to do it next week, next Thursday, in my clinic. And I objected. I said, I'm a farmer, I need mobility. You got to do something. He said, that's the best I can do. So he said, by the way, we will have to put you to sleep for this surgery, and you will need to wear a boot, and you will have to be on crutches for a while. And by the way, he says, since you had heart surgery in 2012, you will have to get an appointment with your cardiologist and get what we called cardiac clearance for me to perform this surgery on your foot. I said, okay. So I went home, called, and got an appointment with my cardiologist on the upcoming Tuesday at 1 o'clock at Piedmont Hospital. So that was a Friday, then Saturday, and then Sunday. And then I had the privilege of approaching one of the prayer teams consisting of Meredith, Sally, and Julia. And the Holy Spirit spoke through them in powerful prayer and praise and acceptance that He was going to answer their prayers. And one of their prayers was, Lord, this intruder in Farrell's foot, obliterate it, liquefy it, get rid of it. And so I left, Monday approached, and there was less pain. On Tuesday, there was even less pain. And then Marion and I started having second thoughts about, do I really need this surgery? But who will we get? Who will we call? Let's call and get a third opinion. But who do we call? Right as we were thinking that, the telephone rings, and it's a neighbor. And I tell him about my foot. And he says, well, you know, I have a podiatrist that's been taking care of my feet for 20 years. He's got a great reputation. So I called this man, and the lady said, well, I'm sorry, he's booked for the next 60 days. I said, well, does he have partners? Does he have other locations? Yes. Does he have one close to Piedmont Hospital? And she said, yes, he has one. He has an office 3 blocks from Piedmont Hospital. And I said, well, I have an appointment today at 1 o'clock with my cardiologist at Piedmont. Do you have an opening this morning? She looked, she said, yes, I have an appointment at 11 o'clock. So I'm sitting there in the waiting room, getting ready to get a third opinion, and I'm watching this Nature Channel. And I've seen a Nature Channel several times over my lifetime, but this time I reacted to seeing God's created creatures in a different way. I think God's Spirit invaded my spirit, and my eyes opened to His magnificence. And I was first focusing on the creatures, and then I was focusing on the Creator. And my heart just wilted in just submission. Lord, I yield. I trust You. I will give You thanks in all things, for You are so worthy of praise and glory and obedience. And then I snapped out of it. Right as they opened the door and called me in for more x-rays. So the x-ray man took it up my foot, and he says, well, by the way, where is this projectile supposed to be? And I pointed. He said, well, I don't see anything. Let's try different angles. So they took five x-rays from five different angles, couldn't find anything. So the doctor walked in, he looked at the x-rays, and he said, yeah, I don't see anything either. Let me look at your foot. Does this hurt? No. I don't think you need surgery. And by the way, the only other thing I would recommend is get an MRI, which is another way to look. So I joyfully left and hurried down the street to Piedmont Hospital to my cardiologist, who is a believer. So he's totally understood what was going on. And he looked at my foot, and I told him what had transpired. He said, Farrell, you don't need an MRI. You don't need surgery. God has healed you. And so we praised him and thanked him. And I wanted to thank our prayer team. And to him who sits on the throne, and to his son, to the Lamb, be all honor and praise and glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.